and so on. Rav Lozman Horker Sama Ayin Toiva. B'makom azeh kara hatana oisam b'shem Rebbe. So there's a horror here as to why he switches at this point and calls him Rebbe. Ki omru dvar halacha. V'roi l'kara says b'shem Rebbe. So beforehand we ask him, how are your Talmidim? And he says, oh, these are my Talmidim. But once the Talmidim actually say something, then it's only appropriate to call them Rebbe. So he says that the Kiyom was by Allah, Rebbe is of Shem Rebbe. But Rebbe Lezer Nimshach Acha Chana Sheboi. Rebbe Lezer was Nimshach Acha Chana Sheboi. Rebbe Anu Maile Kemal Zer Lezer Mashoi Lekreach Nefesh Nibdalos Menakuf. Ubezer Yibal Nefesh Toiv. So his Nefesh was different from the Guf, and that's why we said that he was a Baal Nefesh Toiv. In other words, he said the Bur Sitchein Im Apit Tipa, that he had the Kerech HaNafshi because the he's Koilet in Yonim that are Ruchnius and keeps them. Well, the Fikach Shavach HaMida Ayin Toiva, Ki Baal Nefesh Toiv Yish Ayin Toiva, Ki Moya Hipuch. Mishu Baal Nefesh Ra, Ayin Ra, Ikein Korei Baal Ayin Ra, Bim Kama Koimois Nefesh Ra. So Nefesh Ra and Ayin Ra are interchangeable, and someone who has a Kriyat Nafshi Toiv is a positive Kriyat, and it's a Kriyat Nafshi, as opposed to one who has an Ayin Ra, and it's a Nefesh Ra. But Shemotzi Perek Azov Sela Shepov Sepovich Mishdus Mishayin Mekabel Einoi Ela Nefesh Ra. So that's called over there a Nefesh Ra. Ve'ein Zerak Shul Ayin Ra Shekein Omer Mokam Acha Hamayimit Atmoila Zuzi Nikra Ayin Ra. So the Ayin Ra, the Nefesh Ra, are very interchangeable. The double the Nitzvah Kama Koymet and Tzavah Dabba Zeraya. Now, so first of all, I wanted to point out something. He said before that Rebbe Ben Hurkanis, because he was a Nefesh Toiv, that's why he was Koilet and he was Zeicha. No, the current of the Varim that are Ruchnis, that are Mufshatim, are kind of totally in what the person's Kayach Nefesh is, if the Kayach Napshi, or Kayach, if a physical Kayach, and so on. I also want to mark on that Eliezer Ben Hurkanis is he's famous for he came to Torah by giving up all the nechassim that his father had for him. In other words, he didn't really have a koyach klita for those inyanim. It didn't really make a difference to him. So it's almost zelu masef. We have a hard time remembering inyanim that are more luchnius because our koyach klita is a physical koyach klita, and Mashayin Kane, the Emirchi, so we mitzvah when we lose out something physical. The hero was Takert. He was, his Kriyach HaKlita was a ruchnius to get things, and therefore he didn't have the Kriyach HaKlita for Gashmis to things. He did have the Yerusha, Sfar Yerusha, didn't have Sfar Yerusha. It didn't make much of a difference. There's another Nekuda here also. So he equates it with a Nefesh Ra. So it says, Sela Shapach Sopachas Mishdus, and Mechei Maimer Atzmon Lazuzi Nikra Ayin Ra. When Ayin Ra Nefesh Ra. Let's explain the Nekuda. A person has a chiyuv and a gedder of doing things that are appropriate to be with father's himself and to live a normal life. So that's a normal mahalach of the tishtadlos in this world, so on and so forth, and that certainly is appropriate. There's also a mechamemka person supposed to get a fair price for what he sells and so on. So let's say a person is... let's give an example by Achila, then we'll go back. But for eating, there's a list of what a person needs to be able to live. He you need a certain amount of protein, a certain amount of vitamins, a certain amount of carbohydrates, and so on and so forth. A person has that. But if he's lowed, so the fact that a person is koilet in food is not a sign of chorias. And the same thing if a person makes sure that the food he has is the food that he needs, the amount that he needs, the type that he needs, that's also the same. But if a person is upset because he wants better food, different food, then the pshat is that is his metzias. And his metzias centers around the food. In business, it's also like that. If a person has, if a person gets the moiz that he needs, and these moiz are you can use them. So, b'seder. So that's fine. And that's, with that, it should be over. If it's moiz roiz, and the person is upset, it means that the satisfaction he gets out of his money has a lot more to do with the fact that this is life to him than it's a need. A normal person, the way the snagus that's wanted is, I got a certain, this is a product that I spent X amount, I'm going to get paid Y for it, and this Y that I'm getting paid for it, has to be able to be money that I can spend and go weiter. That's fine. But why do I need it should be the shiniest coins? The terrace is because the chukka that I have to it lies a lot further than for the etzim money, than the mekhomerka shaboy, but I'm a nana from the money. And if I see the money is a little bit chipped, this land, I don't feel mushlam. So that's why he says, he's in nefesh ra'atzor. So the koyach of ra'iyah is a ruchnistik of chush inside the most ruchnistik of his physical chushim. And there's things though, sound has physical, a certain tangibility to it, and so on. But sight doesn't really have a physical tangibility. In other words, as opposed to music, or as opposed to sound, which is primarily people talking to me and so on, them is my klita of sound is fairly one-to-one. The guy made a loud bang, I hear a bang. And on the chushim of Noshul, touch is certain like that. I hit somebody hard, he feels a hard clap. I pat him softly, he feels soft. It's certain with shmir. A loud noise is translated as a loud noise. It's a very, very physical perception. Re'iya betim is not like that. I'm coiling things, and by re'iya, the mind has to put together a picture in a lot more. In a lot deeper way than it does by Shmir. So Ria is a Koyach Nafshi. It's not just a simple translation of X or Y or Z. A person can have, I know somebody, a woman, Lolaino is blind, there's nothing wrong with the eye. There's wrong, what's wrong is the ability of this mind to put together the pictures he's receiving. In music, in the sound, you can have the nerve cut that takes the sound over to the boyach, but it's not something that is the mind. It's relatively minor the picture needs to construct of the sound it's hearing. My shenkin in sight, it's a very important part of it.
Do we not say would not be the koyach of shmir?
Yeah.
Would that not be the klei kibul of the koyach of dibur, which is miyuchat to adam? And I mean, would that not include the whole?
That would include also. Yes, it would include also the havana of the dibur, but that's more seichel to seichel. Havana to dibur means that I took sichlius, I took an idea, I dressed it up in words, I sent it to you, and then you decoded the words back to the ideas again. But that's because of Chatchila I put Tzachlis in. Inside, Bemis, I'm standing here, and I see in front of me a table and chairs, and the picture of table and chairs is a mental construct. It's not a direct, really a direct, it has to put it together.
Right.
So if I take coins and I say it's chipped, then the pshat is I'm tied to something in a certain way, like the ma'aseh but the oisa ish, we said it near trutos. Where if he looked at a woman, he saw eyes and nose and hair. He saw features. He didn't see a person. The oidraim and akosuf kikav oisu kav nidl karla seichel. The seichel understanding and the person seeing is the same one as re'ei. Shekeshem shevoloshen ra'a ala ayin, yoveloshen ra'a ala seichel. Leima, re'ei ani debi pleini. Uksiv v'libi ra'a. Umizem muchach ki koyach ha'ro'os is a koyach nivdom. By the way, this is one of the more elementary explanations of a cholam roinus akolis. The re'ia of the kolis means that things that they heard, things that they heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu, they also they heard as their own experience. The bedarach kol, when a person hears things from someone else. I'm telling you, this is what you should do. So, in the normal mahalach of Shmiya, the mahalach is, I know different, but listen, I know that you've got experience. I know that you're a big chacham. I know that you've been right many times. I have to defer to your opinion. That's the normal Shmiya is about karach dikayfin, and that's the gavus of Shmiya. Shmiya can give a person what he couldn't possibly get on his own. If I choose to listen to my doctor, I'm going to be able to deal with a lot more diseases than I could think of myself. If I decide to listen to my investment banker, I could make a lot more money or not than I could myself, and so on. But the tzatzeni, every shmir is a reliance on someone else. So like Hakadosh Baruch Hu got up and Hakadosh Baruch Hu told us, etc., etc. So mitzad that it's a shmiya, then I'm not deharing it mitziti as being emes. Masha'en kein, in Maimon HaSinai, we were able simultaneously to deher it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui and deher it as the emes in the world. And that's something that is something that's obvious to me. And someone else told it to me. I told him, "Yeah, Michael Marshall. I figured it out myself. If I'm relying on somebody else, I can never put something in the same category as Shmiya and Re'ia. Either I need to depend on the other person, or I understand it myself. The Dibris was something that Akadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui and our Havana of it came together. That was the big finish." And the midah that comes out of such a mahalach is called ayin toif. The lachain shabach of Lezabim ben Hurkus, says, the ama ayin toif. So the depot is a shabach of midah, which is an ayin toif. I want to try a little bit more to explain it. I mean, he is sort of moving back and forth between two and yanim. The koyach riyah in the sense that koyach dehers something well, in other words, it's teifis adavet chachma. That's one thing that he keeps saying, like royad is different plain even if you raw. There's that type of koyach nefesh, and then Reb Eliezer, who the ayat toiv over here, the riyah, is talking about what we would call in Yiddish to forgive somebody. He's kind of good-natured and doesn't care if somebody takes something. Mishnah Kabbalah for sure, and so on and so forth. And that all ties back is Midah, which is a Borsit Shegamah Tipa. But going to the first two points, the common denominator between Re'iyah, meaning the deep the hair, somebody that hairs deeply as a good Koyach Re'iyah, versus somebody that is a Nefesh Ra or a Nefesh Taif, that the person is cheap on every nickel and dime or he's Mevata and so on. I mean, where's the common denominator? Both of them are called Ayin Toif, and he means both of them. On the one hand, he speaks about his Midah being Ayin Toif, meaning the way we understand Ayin Toif as being a good natured, good hearted person, that type, versus over here, meaning the ability to see and so on and so forth. That's a shtickle that needs, that there's a gap over that needs some sort of hesper. So I think the ability, when a person is teifus the world, mitzah the teichen shabai. In other words, when I give somebody a shiny, let's take an example. If somebody gives me a dollar bill, so on the shallow level, my thesis is, well, I have a dollar, I hope nobody else gets this dollar, it should stay by me, the more I have the dollar, the richer I am, and so on and so forth. That's an ayin ra, in the sense that the ayin already is teifesit in its simple level, and the nail, it's always a very limiting level. When a person has deeper cook, and he says this dollar has potential and it could be used for somebody and somewhere, and something could be done with it, I deherit mitzad its teichen. I got the, let's take the example he gives, I got the money as a business deal. But say that, all it is a chetimtza. So say it's a chetimtza, and that's all it is to it. I don't deher the coin as the coin should be. I have to say that this is a necessary piece that needs to fit in. Al Kapanim, somebody was telling me he's a nephew of Rebbe Yashiv by marriage. I think it's probably out of the Kaili, whatever it was, and he was asking Rebbe Yashiv to Shaila about something. He wanted him to be Makel about something. And Rebbe Yashiv says, no, he says, I don't deher the chrech. Sachako, at the end of the day, all it is it's only a question of money. There's nothing else really involved. Like, he was telling me, he was laughing, saying, yeah, that was the question. It meant the hefset for me not to take from this person, whatever it was. And I said, look, I said, at the end of the day, I only hear here, it's a sahakot, the only tzad is for money. No, you know, like, that was the way he saw it. The chayt, and b'shoy mechava teif, korbanu chol ha'maylo, ki maylo se b'shoy mitzad ha'koyach, shukamon noisil ha'kachon ha'shan ifto. It's something which is the platform on which the Kavan Shnevel. Umeschavay lov, she'elo b'shleimus koyach zeh. Because by the mild of Vurim, ki yesh koyach ha'shem k'mo yinuysim umeschavay lov koyach ha'nefesh. There are koyaches that are kind of, they're adjuncts to the koyach ha'nefesh that he needs it. V'yefshu she'ezu losom, they're attempts for the koyach sichli, nafshi, to rest on. Kashachova ze asher meschava nefesh toiv, b'shivul zehu gam kein ber yetoiv. Vein oiso adam ra. So the chava toiv is somebody who dehers the inyan of being the zedavik to toiv. The understanding that it's for his maila to zedavik to toiv. Olafikach shibeach b'shur chava toiv. Kahoya malosa b'shura shahoya b'yakoya ashu chaval neshama noisele sheizakha toiv uchava toiv uvishulze ha'odam oisa toiv lebriyas. So the over here the person is native. In other words, it is within the personality of the person as a chava toiv, then he stills to toiv to the other. He has the chesivus of the other, and the male he stoles to the toy for something else. Well, the other way is that toy for the the kavanah of shuvah is Hashem chavat toy v'toy mishe odom misalik mita tchiz v'choyme shaloi v'yezach v'toy v'choyme at shechavat toy v'lanefesh. In as much as a person stoles to that which is toiv, that which so just like a person who has that he gains by a kirvut an adam toiv, that itself is a toiv. That is a certain description of someone who's toiv. The same thing when a person that has the ability to stole to the chaymer, to the toiv, that's a certain toiv in that chaymer. So the marshal, Rabbi Yezer, we saw before, Rabbi Yezer was somebody who was mufka a little bit from chaymer, because he was very ruchni, he was like the seichel, so to speak, that's one dagger. Rabbi Yeshua had a second dagger in that he could stole the chtsu to that which was toiv. And if it's the master before, it allows you to do other things doing that. But still, the mice, the Indian is that the person is the toiv is that even the chayme shaboy is mishtekik to shtoltsu to something which is toiv. I don't know if it's just about Rabbi Shua was the one with Gamliel, where he was machmiya himself because of the greater chashivas that would come out from Gamliel's messias. In other words, even though he felt, and inside his havan and his tefillah and Torah, he felt that he was right and it was in Kippur and so on and so forth, but he was able to shtel tzut to someone else. And in a certain sense, that's a higher darga than your own Ruchnius. And just like an Isha has a certain sudden mila to the man, the man is sitting and learning. And so he's supposed to be kind of mufta from Chumrius. A woman is supposed to be within an environment of Chaymer and things and so on, and she's mevata for the husband's learning. In a certain sense, it's a higher darga. It's a darga where a person's mischaba alatoiv, and in that sense, he's not limited to his own type. לפיכך, מן המיילות המשובות השעושה בשביל שאומרים אשר ילדתו. ופירשנו אשר ילדתו, שהוי בלחוי מזח וטויב, אשר בזח וזחיינו, which comes back from the woman, so forth, מסחייב שיהיה משמיד הטויב ושעודם דוביק בו, שיחב הטויב. So one thing is that person should be חב הטויב, וגם יש לפרש משמוע, ששיבר רבישו חב הטויב, כפי מידוסה שנמצא בוי, שיחב הטויב לנפש משיס בוי. So the word חב הטויב here has a double meaning. It's a, either the goof is a חב הטויב to the nefesh, or the person is a חב הטויב to someone else, which in a certain sense is just a bigger the hair of the same thing. או לפי כך שיבר רבישו חב הטויב ככל אחד. מה שרישו חב הטויב, דיין חב הטויב לנפש, וחב הטויב ממש. שחב הטויב פועל הטויב מכריע חבר לטויב. וכן החב השוחב לנפש, מכריע כל הטוב. עד שעודם הוא טויב. ולפי כך, שיבח רישו מיד את חב הטויב, שכל כוונות של חב הטויב, להכריע מסחבים על הטויב. לפי כך, עומר שעמיד אשר דובק בו, So it's interesting. He over here he speaks about when he starts off he says and then he says it's the reverse is also true. The person is mushba. When he says before he says that his midah is to try and to take along the mischaba l'toiv. So I think he means both. I think he's saying both sides of the fence. When a person wants to be mizdabek l'toiv, in other words, he's not only the herring the toiv klapi himself, he's the herring the toiv klapi the other as well. Both in terms of I should be a chetimtza for him, like a woman for a man, and both that I should be mashpi on him. It's, in a sense, it's a deeper deher. The person who's kuli ruchnis, like the Rebbe Yeza, he dehers toiv mitaratzmoy, and he pursues it. And that's his midah. But that he should deher a relationship with an other, both in terms of receiving toiv, and both in terms of mashpia toiv, it doesn't exist. And therefore, it's always limited. In other words, if my only midah is mitzaratzmi, imena nili mili, so I can bring out a lot, but every person is limited, and the mela, the person is limited to his own mitzias, the koach, but still, that's what he's limited to. If a person dehairs himself as being of a limitless nature, the person is beyond, the person is mischabed dovekal atoiv, and in both sense of the words, he is a native to the one that's mistabitim from lamata, and he's a makabel from the one that's not of the mala, the person is a much broader sense of toiv. And that was Rabbi Shua's midah. Any questions?
That's good.
No, that's good.
Okay, so let's Hashem next week. I hope to go back to that. What did you find, Hashem?